Chapter 14. Jesse was sitting with John McGuire and Suit in the conference room at the station. "What's up with the peeping Tommy?" he said to McGuire. "Nothing much," McGuire said. "Husband and wife," he looked at his notes. "Name of Richard and Alice North at 41 Rose Street. Are getting ready for bed, bedrooms on the ground floor, when she looks out the window and sees some guy hiding in the bushes. Mr. North opens the window and yells at the guy, and the guy scoots." "That's it?" "All they could tell me." "Anything in the way of a description?" Jesse said. "Nope, just an ordinary-sized guy dressed in dark clothes. They didn't see his face."
"He see anything?" Jesse said.
"The peeper?"
"Yes."
"Not as far as they told me. Why?"
"Just trying to find out whatever I can," Jesse said. "Sometimes with peepers, what they see changes their future behavior."
"Really?" McGuire said. Jesse nodded.
"Well," McGuire said, "they said they were getting ready for bed. But I thought Mrs. North looked a little embarrassed."
Jesse nodded.
"So maybe there was a little more going on than night-night," Suit said.
"Maybe," McGuire said.
"Peepers don't usually do anything more than peep, do they?" Suit said.
"Not usually," Jesse said. "But now and then they can escalate. Depends on what they see sometimes and how it affects them."
"I figure it's just some kid trying to see something he's never seen," McGuire said.
"Probably," Jesse said. "Stay on it, John, and any more calls are yours."
Jesse looked at Suit.
"How about you?" Jesse said. "You got anything?"
Suit saluted smartly and grinned.
"Paradise wife swapping squad," Suit said, "reporting."
"We got a fucking crime wave," McGuire said.
"It's called police work," Jesse said. "People report, we look into it. People complain, we check, you know."
"Wife swapping ain't even illegal," McGuire said.
"Is it?"
"Kid complained," Jesse said.
"Suit?"
"Well, they got a website," Suit said.
"Course they do," Jesse said.
Suit grinned.
"Call themselves a club. Paradise Free Swingers," he said. "They have parties, cookouts, outings. They go on trips. All celebrating the swinging lifestyle."
"Names?"
"Nope.
Pictures of some members and their first names. But I know a couple of them from school."
"In addition to Kimberly Magruder Clark," Jesse said.
"Vinny Basco. He played football with me in high school. Wide receiver."
"Anybody else?"
"His wife," Suit said. "I think she was Debbie Lupo in high school."
"I'd love to be in a club like that," McGuire said.
"Wife swapping?" Suit said.
"You bet," McGuire said. "As long as my wife isn't involved."
"I don't think it works that way," Jesse said.
"A shame," McGuire said.
Jesse grinned.
"Suit, can you talk to any of the people you know?" Jesse said.
"The guys, Clark and Basco," Suit said. "We were pretty tight, you know, playing football and all."
"See what you can find out," Jesse said.
"I don't even know what we want to find out," Suit said.
"Gives you plenty of room to maneuver," Jesse said.